Hello, everyone. Welcome to Chicken Talk Online Radio, brought to you in part by Blog Talk Radio. Today is December 2nd, 2022. I believe it must be Friday by now. I'm your host, Robert Plecker, and just want to give you guys an update about the hosts of Chicken Talk Online Radio. I've been homeless for about a month now. Today we were supposed to be talking about processing chickens, but instead, Bella and I spent the day doing some training. We just needed some time to spend the day together, and kind of she needed to help me out some. But anyway, we worked around outside, did some drills, and she got a couple greenies more than she usually does. But we went through some of my stuff. I cleaned out my hiking bag, and I lightened my hiking bag by about 30 pounds, and cleaned out my car real nice, went through and got rid of a bunch of stuff that I didn't need, stuff that I thought I should bring with me when I left my apartment, and got my groceries put away. Just spent the day working on different things. I integrated a new system into the website for listening to Blog Talk Radio, or I guess what we call Chicken Talk Online Radio. And anyway, I just wanted to see if I could draw a little bit of attention towards what's actually been going on here lately. I don't really want to give you the whole story here over the radio, but we had a major medical emergency related to some gangrene and sepsis, and I had a ruptured appendix anyways. There was a little bit of carpet damage in my apartment, and I guess 3 months after it happened, my landlord gave me a three-week notice and told me if I left during the 3 weeks that the whole thing would be forgotten, but if I decided to stay, I'd have to pay to replace the whole carpet, and Bella would have to be removed. So I think I must have just left the next day, and the first 3 weeks I was homeless, I slept in my car, me and Bella did, and a little over a week ago, Salvation Army put me up in a hotel room. We're promoting a link to the story about what all took place. We're trying to get it to come up in the searches online for the term Craigmont Manor. I attached the link to the description of this episode. We've also hired a public relations firm to put the story out on the media network. It was quite expensive to do so, and but anyway, that's kind of what's been going on and how things have been going. Don't want to leave you guys hanging. Tomorrow we're going to get back to the regular routine. I'm just going to kind of come up with tomorrow's subject after I wake up and see what I feel like discussing for our Chicken Talk Online Radio. I'm sure it'll be more related to Chicken Talk or something more agricultural, but I kind of have my days, and today was one of them, and I felt like, well, I'll just tell you about it and the reason why. So I'd hope everybody here has a short time to read up on the story and find out about it and try to help other people find out what's going on, and just try to see if we can't gain some support. I'm not going to talk for the whole episode tonight. We're not going to do call-ins or anything like that, just because it wasn't publicly announced on the website and you guys didn't know this episode was going on right now. It's about 6:55 p.m. So anyway, promote the site, chickensforsale.us, www.chickensforsale.us, or you can find us just by typing in chickensforsale.us. We've got the site going pretty well now. It's been up and running for a little over a year. And little by little, I've been piecing it together. We're going to try to keep going with Chicken Talk Online Radio. And look forward to having you all support us in the future and make a real great thing out of this. So everybody have a nice night. Keep those chicken waters unfrozen during the day so the birds can get some water. And have a happy holiday. I know we're not far away from it. All right, guys. Take care. Have a nice night. Bye.